Legal recreational cannabis sales start in Connecticut. Even though it remains illegal under federal law, 21 states have legalized recreational marijuana for adults over the past decade. At the Fine Fettle Dispensary in Willimantic, 32-year-old Samuel Gabby was one of the first to line up and buy legal recreational marijuana in Connecticut.
Been waiting since I was an adult, 18 years old, and the day finally came where we can all just come here and get what we want and go home without having to worry about the police or anything. So it's a good day for people in Connecticut.
Diana Vickers says it's about time.
If we made decisions before that may have been incorrect, that's okay. What matters if you go back and make it right. So I think that's what I like the best about it.
As many as 40 dispensaries, along with dozens of other cannabis-related businesses, are expected to eventually open in Connecticut by the end of the year. In neighboring Massachusetts, retail sales began in 2018 and last month in Rhode Island and New York. I'm Julie Walker.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.